The tax rate hearing Wednesday, December 3rd, officially tied the knot on the FY 2026 budget, which means the FY 2027 budget is underway. This is Steve Sherlock for Franklin Matters, Franklin Public Radio, with an outlook on the week of December 7 through December 13 here in Franklin, Mass. A full slate of meetings is set for this week. Respectively, the key ones will be the School Committee on Tuesday, the Finance Committee on Wednesday, and the Conservation Commission on Thursday. The new school committee gets into full gear with two subcommittee meetings, budget and policy, meeting at 6 p.m. before the full committee meets at 7. A first look at the budget and their capital wish list is among the items on the agenda. The finance committee on Wednesday gets into the deep dive on technology, finally. This should be of real interest to the new council members and to all the community, as the technology department services both town and school operations. Some think because it is in the school budget only, it does just that. It's akin to the facilities department, which on the town side of the budget, the facilities department provides support to both town and school buildings in a joint and cooperative arrangement. The Conservation Commission ended up postponing their meeting last Thursday as they were unable to address the 444 East Central proposal. The 444 project team was fully engaged with the Zoning Board of Appeals in their session on the same evening at the same time. While the ZBA meeting started at 6, it didn't complete until 10. Assuming that the Conservation Commission can complete what it needs to do this week, then the ZBA can meet on the December 23rd to make their decision on the project approval or rejection, including a decision on however many variances are finally required. Then the timeline to write up the decision and to file within the legal timeline, 40 days after the close of the public hearing, should be able to be met. You'll have time to stop by the Senior Center on Thursday to take part in the Winter Wonderland festivities from 4:30 to 7 before joining the conservation meeting. And remember to join the Wreath of Franklin festivities all around downtown in the pop-up shops located at the Black Box on Saturday, December 13. For all the meetings and cultural events, check out the calendar at franklin.news, where each day that day's events are posted on the top of the page, the TV and radio schedules are on the bottom, and all the other goodness falls in between. We do this because Franklin matters. This is Steve Sherlock for Franklin Matters, Franklin Public Radio, taking a look back at the week that was in Franklin, Mass. From November 30 through December 6, 2025. The Board of Health meeting on Wednesday discussed adjustment to Franklin's tobacco regulations to bring them up to current state standard. The vote to approve on what has been discussed is scheduled for the January 2026 meeting. Exclusive recording and recap of the meeting is available at franklin.news. At Wednesday's Town Council meeting, the tax rate hearing came second on the agenda due to a disconnect between the council agenda showing it starting at 7 and the public hearing announcements calling for at 6. Town Administrator Jamie Helen walked the council through the five-year revenue forecast in the meantime. The tax rate was approved as a single rate. However, there is more interest this time around from the council newbies for a split tax rate, and some councilors were complaining about their lack of readiness for the discussion. Plans for a workshop and additional discussions are underway before the next tax rate hearing currently set for December 2nd, 2026. The Conservation Commission met only briefly on Thursday, as much of what they wanted to do required the 444 East Central project team, which was tied up at the ZBA meeting that same night. It had started earlier, but continued to 10 p.m. before concluding. The conservation meeting was rescheduled to December 11. The Zoning Board of Appeals meeting spent most of their 4 hours reviewing the draft approval letter for the 444 East Central project. The last part of the meeting provided a recap of what was discussed during the first two sections of the document. There had been an issue with admitting the public participants, so the recap was needed to let them know what they had missed. Assuming the CONCOM does complete their work at the mentioned December 11 meeting, then the ZBA should be in line to complete their discussion and decide at their meeting December 23rd at 6:30 p.m. An incident report is also being prepared jointly with Town Administration and Franklin TV to explain what happened to the Town Council meeting video. It was only available to cable subscribers as audio, and the snafu with the ZBA public admittance process. For all the meetings and cultural events, check out the calendar at franklin.news, where each day that day's events are posted at the top of the page, the TV and radio schedules are on the bottom, and all the other goodness falls in between. We do this because Franklin matters.